Sifav, chame hu'ur, you have hot water, which has been heated on a fire. We'll see, we're saying that as opposed to hot spring, which is the next sif, chame tiveria. The nadlam ehem liyadayim, afilo hein chamen, shayatze ledes, behem. And then the Ramah adds, in the Pirish shakol, so even though the temper is yatsa lettuce boy, it doesn't lose its status of being water. The reason why we're stressing this is because there is a shita by mikvah that holds that anything which is considered common loses its status of being water for these purposes, and it's not kosher for by mikvah, and therefore we would argue possibly it's not kosher over here as well. Therefore saying no, that's not true. Now, if it's only Pershrin, it's only warm, it's only lukewarm water, it's not a problem. The problem is when it's chamin, shayatza lettuce boy. How much is yatza lettuce boy? So, the problem with yatza lettuce boy is because some people's hands get more used to. The simple types of word yatza lettuce boy is that the hand will, there will be an instinct and the person will pull back, jerk back their hand due to the temperature of the water. Some people get used to hotter water and they're used to it. You can't measure on that. But it's hot enough that it would cause a burn on soft skin. An example which you give is that the stomach of a tinnik. If that would be the type of temperature you're talking about, that's called yatsa lettuce by definition. Big Mohawk is on the Pesach, how much that is. Ramosha has a tshuva where he says that yatsa lettuce bow is possibly true already from the temperature of 120. It's not vada yatsa lettuce bow until he hits 160. So he gives it a range. So the chumra, you go the chumra both ways. So the chumra already yachoshes that by once it's 120, it's considered yatsa lettuce bow. But they have a din that it's vada cooked because it's been reached yatsa lettuce bow, which means it's considered cooked in halacha. That's only when it reached a temperature of 160. Shlomo Zalman actually says that the temperature lower than that of 115. Which is a lot hotter than you think it feels. It still doesn't sound like it's so hot. If our temperature is 98.6, so 115 is not so much more. But your skin temperature is actually much less than 98.6. The internal temperature is 98.6. The skin temperature is somewhere in the 70s usually. The person temperature is usually somewhere in the 70s. To go from 70 to 115 is 40 degrees. That's hotter than you're used to. That's already considered yatsa lettuce boy. So the Mishnah Berurah chalom shayatsa lettuce boy shenim shechus me'achureah b'shlo tikov. You'll pull your hand back because it shouldn't get burnt. Behem. Now v'yesh machmirim v'yatsa lettuce boy. Some disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and their machmir that you cannot use water, which is yatsa lettuce boy. Because according to be'ain loymayim acherim ain lahakr b'zeh. If you have no other water available to wash your hands, you can rely on that water. Okay, the ikur kadasa shulchan aruch that it's acceptable. Pershim ain isher klal lekuli alma. If it's only lukewarm, it's definitely mutter. Am I supposed to close up it again? I feel him hoyucham and mitchila benisano menashu pershim gam ken mutter. It doesn't get a status of psul by being hot water, as long as right now it's cool, it's cooled off. It's okay. We're holding Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Chav Zayin. Mamash at the bottom of the page. Fiza im ein loy mayim acherim ki mechamen shayatzel lettuce behen. So I have a solution. If we only have water, which is yatzel lettuce boy, so the solution is let it cool off a little bit. Yira lahapti ma'at atchis tadol v'mixas shlo yiyu yatzel lettuce behen or yiyu mutal kuliyam. So instead of washing with water, which is the yatsa lettuce boy, which is the machloikas, let it cool off. And everybody agrees that even if those who say it was possible when it was yatsa lettuce boy, it goes back to the state of kashrus once it cools off. Now, sif zayin is chami tiberio, if you would have a hot spring. So now the issue is, this, we can discuss this in regards to tefillah and in regards to netilah. So here we're going to allow you to do tefillah. It's a spring, like any other spring. And the reason why is because this is not this water. Besides the fact that it's heated, it's also not considered roi the shtia, which we'll see in Sif Ches. You know, I'm going to be a little bit unconventional over here. Let's go to Sif Ches for a second, then finish off Sif Zayin. Very interesting presentation in the Shulchan Aruch. Tam Psul Chami Tiberi Lechatzin Lenatil. We're looking at Sif Ches now. So why is Chami Tiberi Apostle for Natila? They're bitter to the point, because they have sulfite, different sulfur and stuff like that in them, to the point that even a kelev would not drink it. If it became unusable for drinking, even to the point that a kelev wouldn't drink it, that's considered like the equivalent of shoifkim, that it's meis, etc., and you can't use it for netila. Okay. But the heat alone is not the problem. So if I had a different hot spring which doesn't have this other element of being bitter, you could use it for washing like we had before. The chami or even though they're heated, they're kosher for natila. So chami tere would also be kosher for natila. Mayan, which is common, is kosher. Chametzeria has a unique element that above and beyond that is also the bitterness. Now let's go back to Sif Zayin. So you can use it for tevilah, but you cannot use it for netila. I will little man bekli loy. Im himshachoy son ba'oritz derech charitz kutzlim kaiman. So what you did is you dug a ditch, which allowed the water to flow out of its spring through this ditch to a new place. Then you seek on Mayan Hanaveya, and then you closed off the connection, and now it's just sitting water. So can you use them for, and it's a Mayan Hanaveya, which is Kham. So Im Yesh Behen Shir Mikvah, Matil Behen Yadayim, if they're 40 saw, you can be terrible than them. Im Yesh Shir Mikvah Loi. So Mayim, we said before, you don't need 40 sor for Tevilas Yadayim, at least that was Nikar Pesach. But over here, you would need 40 sor because it's a mikvah at this point in time. It's not a mine anymore. If it's still connected to the source, even though it itself is not necessarily flowing, it's like off to the side, but it's still connected. The Rashi Rashba, Im Tilin Boyas Yadayim, the Rabbi Ben Yerna, Matilim boy is a gadayim. Okay, zok mishabura. Chav ches lahatul behem kachol mayonis. It's like any spring. The chamitrei or mayon. Who it's a spring. Filo ein behem boy misaw. Kanal b'simin kufantes avidal. We don't need 40 saw. Now, if you recall that in the last simin he brought a machloikas whether you need 40 saw or not. He said the chachil would be better. You definitely need enough that it should be tied with both hands, and that much I'm sure you're going to need. So here is Bimakriya, that we're not worried about that issue of, but we are worried about the issue of both hands at the same time. That definitely would be required. One other point that the Moshe Disher points out over here, here's an example of a case where it's not roi for Natila and it's roi for Tevila. So that was what the Ramah said at the end of Kuflun Tes, that we have a machlokes, do you change the bracha or not? So the Mechaber said you don't change the bracha. The Ramah said you change the bracha. The Mishabura Pasan, you don't change the bracha. But if you mean Tevil and water you cannot use for Netila, then even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that you change the bracha. So that's this case. You can't use this water for Mishabura in the end of Sim Kuflun Tes, Sivkot and Sarivov. It should be Sari Zayin. I was all the way at the bottom. He said over there, "Rakim and Maim Sulam and Natila, Virak Natila." Like he says over here, this case in Siftes, Mavorak Al Tefilas Yadayim. So here is the case where you would do. You say Al Tefilas Yadayim. So this would be an example of that case. Tefilas Maim Galus Yesh Barabim Saw. You cannot use for Natila. the kli loy feel any time and also even if they cool off mishum the enam real mishtias kelim kil kameh. The problem is not the heat. The problem is that there's these chemicals mixed in. If you move it derech a ritz shabakarka, you make some type of a ditch. Who adini maholach derech sinor or went through a pipe. Imanu lo b'shem kli, which is not but a pipe, which is not doesn't have a status of a kli, so it'll be kosher for a mikvah. If seeking my mind, you interrupted the connection back to the Mayan. Doors both the mental terrorist Mayan, Beno Rock Mikvah. Now it's a mikvah. So if it has 40 summit, you'll be him. The Hasha Koguba Temple Bahama, Yodabla Koshkin. If you can use it for your tefillah of your body, you can use it for your tefillah of your hands. If it doesn't have 40 saw, you can't use it. There was an opinion which allowed a mikvah to be less than 40 saw for tibulus yadayim. Here we're not going to allow it. Here there's a gzera because you might come to use it to wash from. Okay. Now, if it's still attached, so Rashi and the Rashi said no good, and the Rabbeinu Yonah said it's fine. And the Tvilin, the Gamba Zeh, Gozer Shem Yabba Lito Gamba Kli, even though it's attached back to the spring, people will look at it as being something distinct already, so why can't they take a Kli already? Kiven Apsakinu, Mim Mekarmam, Vein Behem, Atzmom, Arboim Saw. The Dasa Rabbi Yerna, the Kimish and Macharis, the Mei Mayan, the Kosher Apletilas Gufa, Shub, Lashak, the Mikzor Shema Yobu, Lito Apletilas. Anything which is Roy for Tevilas Gufa, people look at it as being distinct and different. It's a mikvah. So therefore, we're not worried. Okay, Sif Cotton, Lamed Vav, and Sif Ches. So, commentary are a problem because they're bitter. Neshe Morim, Venom Riyam, Kilkamei, Besif Tes, they're not Roy for Shtiyah. The heat alone is not an issue. The issue is the flavoring, or the negative flavoring, bad flavoring. Hakelev, it's not referred to as Hakelev. Avshem Mishunim B'tarmu Misharmayim. Sorry, Avshem Mishunim B'tarmu Misharmayim. Shenim Ruyim Kolkach L'Shias Adam. Kirin Abanim L'Ruyim L'Shias Hakelev K'sherim L'Natila. Water, which is the flavor is off, as long as the dog was still drinking from it, it's kosher for netilah. But this is not even that, so that's why it's a problem. Without the lasso, yesh machirim k'shaksav d'liel b'mishter bura sukkotin chavzai l'nyin chamei hu'or kol shkein l'yesh l'hak rikan l'nyin chamim shal mayonos shal yoyah lehem me'or l'mishnas akersh. Heat might be an issue as well. If the heat is the temperature is yatsa lettuce boy, so you would have a double argument why it's a problem. Okay, so we introduce this idea that so much as possible Shias Kelev is a problem. So Mechaber Sif Tes points it out, Mayim Maluchim, it's very salty water. Osruchim, or the water has become stagnant and starting to be disgusting. Or it's bitter. The dog cannot drink them. Sulam the Natilas Yadayim, the Apostles Yadayim, Vavshak Sherim, the main mikvah, the Tvililim, the kosher for a mikvah, but not kosher for a Natil. Okay. If the only issue is that they're cloudy due to the suspension of dirt in it, so if the amount of dirt is not enough to discourage a caliph, so it's still kosher. If it is, then it's not kosher for mikvah either. If you boiled water from a yam, so which is salty, and you distilled it. So you distilled out the salt. So now it's kosher for the tilu, because the kelim would drink from it now. But to be terrible, your hands into the water of the yam, for sure is mutter. It's so it has deteriorated to the point that even a caliph would not drink it. It's not functioning like water functions, so it's not like water anymore. Therefore, the Chazal made Rabbanan said it's not kosher for Netil Sedaim. But you could use it for main mikvah, the main mikvah, the tevila. Well, then until tevila shadayim, lo yodif mi tevila. So for tevila purposes, this water, which is maluach, or suruach, or mar, is kosher for tevila, so it's not kosher for netila. Now, then he said, as long as... What's my mouth going on? If the water is ochre, so if the dog can drink from it, it's kosher for nitila and for tevila. It's not so, the mud is not so thick. It's not muddy. It's more like liquid with some dirt. It's discolored, it has dirt in it. This is called normal, so that's not a problem. Like we said before. If, however, it's thickened to the point that a kelp can't drink from it, so it's not water anymore. So you can't use it for mikvah or for tevila or for netila. Okay, you can take these small organisms, small items, if they grow in the water, so they're considered like water. So as long as they're liquefied, you would chop it up very finely. So now it's like a liquid. You could use it to wash. Mem gibel shetchos min ha'mayim. But zomer shetchidus b'yosim min ha'mayim. It grows in the water. Yav chushim adumim and shishava min ha'mayim. There's these little red pieces which would develop when it would sit in the water for too long. So Rashi says, so one second, what, tell me it's kosher because it's considered like water, but there's a shinimara issue. There's no, that's normal. That's, again, that's the argument of being normal. But even the Rama said that this halacha that it's kosher is only with riskin. So snow, using snow for the Nesil Sadayim, They're just saying halacha. So, you see, snow is water. Snow actually has a mile over water because no dinner mayim shubim on the snow. Because when it's frozen, it's not a liquid, so it's not like the kli is being shy of it. So, they made a mikvah, I think, at Tucson. And so after they made the mikvah, they were waiting for rain. So if you had Baba Sali around, you know, he'd make the rain. But, you know, we don't have Baba Sali around, so how do you get the rain? When the average rainfall over there was like so minimal, it would take a few years to fill up the mikvah. But there's a lot of snow up in the mountains. So you bring the snow and put it in. The problem is it's a problem with Mayim Shubim because you're going to carry it in a truck. But it's not considered Mayim Shubim. As long as it's in the state of snow, it's not considered Mayim Shubim. It doesn't become Shov. It's only because, so you take a very cold refrigerated truck and you pack it up with snow so it won't melt. And then you stick it into the mikvah very quickly before it melts. And then you let it melt in the mikvah and you have a mikvah, which is what they did. By shelling, if it's ice, you know, it's large pieces. It has to be that it's small pieces that when you put your hand in, your hand will be being submerged in pieces of snow. So a lot of times you put your hand into the snow, like it leaves like a gap. It doesn't really, you know, touch the hand. And a tevel kalim, the person wants a tevel kalim in his front lawn, so there's enough water for 40 micro, you know, rain. Snow for 40 saws, so you can be terrible. But the problem is you have to make sure that it touches every spot of your keli, which is that's much very challenging with snow. You have to like pack it in. So you need Rizkan over here, and he says, by tefillah that we say by snow, you don't need Rizkan batsam. You just need that it should be together. But b'shas adchak. But over here, you need risk and mikra din. Okay. Yud Aleph. Maim sheshe sofik im nasa ben malacha oilav, or sheshe sofik im yesh ben kashir oilav, ayim heim tmeim at the harim, sofik im not a yodah ben olav, a tor. So Chazal came along and said for the Tisidayim, all sveikas are going to be mekel. So maybe you had malacha done with it. No problem. Maybe it's not a full shear, no problem. Maybe you wash your hands already, okay, no problem. All those things are fine. Chol sofek tahar b'yadayim, tor. Now, Zot the Mechaber, Yesh Mishaymer, comes along the Rivet and says, Shal kol sois, im yesh lomay mecherim, yitu yonu v'yotzi atzim in the sofek. If you have another option not to be involved in the sofek, you should do so. I will also look at the only time we devolve the status of tuma on the water, I mean, we're tummy mace, so all our water is tummy anyway. So if had I touched the water, I mean, it's impossible. Every time I fill up a cup of the water, I pick up the klis, I mean, I say the klis, I mean, there's a dinner masa, the whole water is tummy anyway before I pour it. So obviously, if you're discussing bona fide tumah and tahara, we're not really worried. So what's the issue? Chazal Masakin, that it gets a shame tumah. So Chazal Masakin, if through the natila process the water became tumah, that's tumah. The water that you just touched, Chazal did not give it a din of tumah that you can't use it for natila yadayim. Okay. Mr. Baruch. You realize afterwards, or a filu kadam natilu, mutal alitul yodem behem im ein loy mayim mecher. So if you have other water, you shouldn't use it. You're not going to say suffer the kula if you have another option. But if you don't have another option, you can use this water. The chachila, you can use this water based on the suffer. Okay. Or if a subak is from Kashir. Now, if a subak on the Shir is the Mishruba Zedavka, even the subak lacher should not to Yodav That works after you washed. If you're not sure you have a shear, you can't wash. Just because you can't find out whether there's, you don't know how to measure because you don't have a measuring kli, that's not called a real bona fide suffix. That should go to the din of suffix lakula. Okay. Suffolk and Machloikas also would be Makel. The Sharatzion in Sivkot and Memtes argues if you have other water, you can't use this water. So why is that? Suffolk Lakula. There's a din right some of the run on the kula. However, there's one exception to that. Davreshesh no matirin. If I wait a day, it'll become mutter automatically anyway. So why should I go today and be mutter based on a suffolk? But tomorrow it's going to be vade mutter. So Timur introduces that type of a swara. That swara is true. The davreshesh no matirin. So over here, it's not this similar idea. Even though this water I can't make kosher, but if I have other water available, I have no need to rely on the suffix. That's why should I rely on the suffix if I can use the other water? So why should I rely on the head of the suffix, wait till tomorrow? Why should I rely on the suffix if I have other water available? So that's the same type of argument he holds. Tameim ha-taharim, pirish mayim psulim ha-ksherim, I'm not sure if the water is kosher or not. Tzila l'chul ena mayim nitzolim ha-chmas tumosin, k'leil b'sim k'vates yiralat. Real bona fide tumor is not really an issue. The issue is maybe it's possible for some reason or other. It was used for malacha, for whatever. Tor, the time the tilu rabbanon hu b'lachmira b'sofik. I feel how you call a sekos yachad kshem. Even if you have multiple reasons why it might be possible, it's still kosher. Chol sofik tahara is tor. Was a klisholem or any other type of suffix, once it's done already, it's mutter. Yeshu Shomer, that came along the second opinion, which says, you have other water available, you have to wash again. I'll call us if koi, but time to keep in the epsha lots is become me they say, since you can relieve the situation on the sub, leave it so the sub can move to you to yada, but basically it's a masha lochon lahara chamaim, the man of Makaim until Yazim Kuroi, Kashalanias. Not only should you say, oh, we have water here, but I should go try and see if I can find water, other water. And that's the mile which we had the more says the person of Machber, it's person's makel on that, he might become an oni. So we should be machmer. V'yotzi atzmoi min asafik. V'midei shenot ha'kalocha v'ha'kach ne'el ben safik. You knew when you did the tila it was done properly. But now there's a question which came up. For example, kagoyin shenistavik behen imisi adaita il imlav. Ashadei shalai si adaita rak shehoshe yodol v'samach.
So,
in the case over here, we have a suffix. We don't know one way or the other. Over here, I have a conjunction with the suffix. I have a chazakah. I know, Vadi, there was an Atila Kuroi. I'm a suffix, I was Mesir Das. I know, Vadi, there was an Atila Kuroi. I'm a suffix, maybe I touched a place which is a Machaibi and an Atila. So, the suffix is passed based on the rule of chazakah. Mail everything is wonderful.
Loi nifsilu. A person who touches water, the water doesn't become possible. Nundal. Like we have a case before the Nachtim. The fact that he touches the water doesn't make it a problem. Now, we'll see later on, there's a case which is an exception. You wash one hand. If he washes, let's say the right hand before he washes the left hand, his left hand and his right hand touch. So the halacha is that the water on the right hand becomes tame, and you have to remove it and dry your hand and start over again.
So what's the difference in this case over there? That's tameh. Once it's on the hands, it can become tameh. But water which is in the kli doesn't become tameh. The person went to the bathroom and now he wants to wash his hands before the meal. So I want to wash my hands, clean my hands first, and then wash my hands. So I want to dip my hands into the barrel, take out water to wash my hands with, throw that water out, and then wash again. Well, 1 second. It's a barrel. It's not mechuber l'karka. I'm taking water out with my hands, which are tamei, and I'm in mitam with all of the water in the barrel. So no, because the water in the barrel is not holding. It's not on your hands, so it doesn't get a din becoming tamei through being touched.
If you dipped your hands into the dali to cleanse your hands that way, so then you did malacha with the water.
Even though your hands aren't really dirty, but since they touch the place which is normally covered, that's enough to make all the water that now they need to be cleansed. Therefore, it's considered a malacha, and all the water becomes possible. But you cannot wash your hands with water which somebody else has used for washing. Because the water is tamei, but it was used for washing, which is a form of malacha. So even if you did both hands at the same, even if you use the revius so the water never did not become tamei, you still have the problem of it was used for malacha, and that would be a problem.
Let's hold it here. Okay, Reuben, have a good night. Okay, call to bye.